Chapter 10. The Last Years. After the Live Aid concert, Queen were back on top. They had shown everyone that they were still one of the greatest rock bands in the world. During the next few years, they recorded more songs together and had several big hits. In March 1986, they released a single, A Kind of Magic, that reached number 3 in the UK charts. The album of the same name was released in June 1986 and reached number 1 in the UK album charts. Several of the songs from the album were used as music for the movie Highlander. Queen went on tour in Europe to promote the album, returning to the UK in July. That month, they played two concerts at Wembley Stadium, where every ticket was sold. By the end of 1985, Freddie was becoming tired of the parties and clubs in Munich. So he decided to go back to Garden Lodge, and soon Jim Hutton came to live with him there. Freddie was living with somebody he loved, and he was very happy. But now there were more rumours in the media about Freddie's sexuality. Freddie did not want journalists to know that he was gay, or to write about his relationship with Jim. In July 1986, after one of the concerts at Wembley, Queen gave a big party, and a lot of people from the media were there, taking photographs. So Freddie went to the party with Mary Austin, because he wanted them to think that she was still his girlfriend. At the end of September 1986, Freddie and Jim went to Japan for a holiday. But when they returned to London, 3 weeks later, a journalist was waiting for Freddie at Heathrow Airport. He asked Freddie about a story in the News of the World newspaper with the title, Queen Star Freddie in AIDS Shock.
"Is it true you have AIDS?" asked the journalist. "Do I look like I'm dying?" replied Freddie angrily. "Go away and leave me alone."
In January 1987, Freddie recorded a number of songs by himself, including The Great Pretender. This became the biggest hit he made alone, and it reached number 4 in the UK singles charts. A video was made to promote the song, and Freddie wore a flamboyant pink suit in it. Freddie liked the song because it was about himself.
"Most of the things I do are pretending," he said. "It's like acting. I go on stage and pretend. I think The Great Pretender is a great title for what I do because I am The Great Pretender."
Freddie was still doing exciting new things. He liked the voice of the famous Spanish opera singer, Montserrat Caballé. In the spring of 1987, he met Montserrat in Barcelona and was very pleased when she asked him to write some music for her. But in April 1987, Freddie had some very bad news. He was tested for AIDS, and the result showed that he had this terrible illness. He went to other doctors, but the results were the same. At that time, a person with AIDS could not expect to live longer than about 3 years. Several of Freddie's friends with AIDS had already died, so Freddie knew there was very little hope for him. He told a few good friends, like Mary Austin and Jim Beach, that he had AIDS. Jim Hutton was in Ireland visiting his mother, and the next day, when Jim got back to Garden Lodge, Freddie told him about the test results.
"If you want to leave me and move out of Garden Lodge, I won't stop you. I'll understand," he said to Jim.
Jim was very sad and shocked, but he did not want to leave Freddie. "But I love you," he said. "I'm not going to walk away from you, now or ever. Let's not talk about it anymore."
Then another terrible thing happened. In 1986, Paul Prenter, Freddie's assistant, had had nowhere to live, so Freddie had lent Paul the keys to his flat in London. But Paul had had a party in the flat without telling Freddie, and his friends had done a lot of damage. Freddie was very angry with Paul and told him to leave his job. Because of this, Paul wanted to hurt Freddie. So he sold information about Freddie's private life to the Sun newspaper for £32,000, together with photographs of Freddie's lovers. On the 4th of May 1987, a story appeared in the Sun with the title, AIDS Kills Freddie's Two Lovers. It said that Freddie had slept with a lot of men, and two of them had died. Paul also told the Sun about Freddie's relationship with Jim Hutton. Many people in Britain were very shocked by the story, and Freddie was very angry. He spent as much time as possible behind the high walls of Garden Lodge with Jim, who was now working as Freddie's gardener. Sometimes he had to go out to visit doctors, but there were always people from the media outside waiting for him. So he decided to escape from London to Ibiza with Jim and two other friends. While he was there, he and Montserrat Caballé sang together in a show before an audience of 6,000 people. The song was called Barcelona and was a huge success. Later, it was chosen to be the song for the Olympics in Barcelona. After Ibiza, Freddie and Jim went back to Garden Lodge and lived there quietly for the rest of the year. They did not go out much, but they sometimes invited friends for small dinner parties, played games, sang songs, or watched TV. In early 1988, Queen started work on a new album, The Miracle, and they recorded 22 songs. For the first time, they said these songs were written by the band Queen and not by different members of the band. They continued working on The Miracle later in the year, and Freddie also recorded songs with Montserrat Caballé for their Barcelona album. On the 14th of April 1988, he appeared live for the last time at a performance at London's Dominion Theatre and sang four songs. But by now, there were more rumours in the media that Freddie could have AIDS. The other members of Queen knew that he was not well, but they did not know what was wrong with him. At the end of 1988, Freddie went back to Munich with Jim and two friends, but he felt too ill to visit the bars and clubs. In a radio interview in March 1989, Freddie said he did not want to go on tour to promote The Miracle. Rumours immediately started that Freddie was ill, but the other band members always told everyone that he was very healthy. But Freddie knew he had to tell the band the truth. So in May 1989, he finally told them he had AIDS. Brian, Roger and John were very shocked and sad, but they wanted to help Freddie as much as possible. When people asked how he was, they said he was fine. The Miracle was released on the 22nd of May 1989 and reached number one in the UK album charts. Freddie was still not ready to stop making music. He wanted to get back into the studios and record as many new songs as possible before he died. So Freddie and Queen went back to Mountain Studios in Montreux to record another album. Freddie loved the clean mountain air of Montreux. In London, there were always journalists waiting for him outside Garden Lodge, but in Montreux, nobody was interested in his private life, and he could do what he liked there. By now, many people were asking questions about Freddie. but the other members of Queen continued to say that there was nothing wrong with him. Back in London, he stayed at home at Garden Lodge as much as possible, with only a few good friends around him. In August 1990, he told his sister, Kashmira, and her husband that he had AIDS, but not his parents. In September 1990, he had a dinner party for his 44th birthday at Garden Lodge for his dearest friends. But Freddie was getting thinner and looking more ill all the time. One day, The Sun published a photo of Freddie outside a doctor's with the title, "The Sad Face of Freddie Mercury." People in Britain were very shocked by this picture because Freddie looked like an old man. On the 26th of January 1991, Queen were at the top of the UK singles charts again with the hit single from their new album, Innuendo. The album, which was released in February, reached number one in the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland. Late in the spring, Freddie and Queen were still recording in the Montreux studios. The three other members of Queen were living in Montreux, ready to come to the studios when Freddie felt well enough, but they knew that they did not have much more time. Freddie could only walk very slowly, and for much of the time, he was in great pain. In May 1991, he came back to London to make a video to promote the song "These Are the Days of Our Lives," written by Roger Taylor. By now, Freddie was very weak, so it was decided to make the video in black and white to try to hide his illness. He had to stand in the same place for most of the time because it hurt him to move. In the video, which was Freddie's last, he gave a wonderful performance. At the end, he looked into the camera, smiled and said, "I still love you." For many of his fans, this was his way of saying goodbye. Later in 1991, Freddie went back to Montreux, but finally returned to Garden Lodge on Sunday, the 10th of November. The journalists were still waiting outside, asking anybody who was going in or out of the house for news of Freddie. Sometimes they even climbed onto the walls and looked down into the garden. During the week of Monday, the 18th of November, Freddie's family came to visit him. On the 21st of November, he was seen for the last time at his bedroom window, calling down to Jim in the garden. On Friday, the 22nd of November, Freddie sent a message to Jim Beach, Queen's lawyer and manager, asking him to come and see him. He had decided to tell the world that he had AIDS. At midnight, Jim went outside and read this information from Freddie to the journalists. It said, "I wish to say that I have AIDS. The time has come now for my friends and fans around the world to know the truth, and I hope that everyone will join with my doctors in the fight against this terrible illness." On the evening of Sunday, the 24th of November, 1991, Freddie died. After Freddie's death, Queen released a single of Bohemian Rhapsody, and "These Are the Days of Our Lives." It went immediately to the top of the UK charts and stayed there for 5 weeks. During this time, Queen also had 10 albums in the UK album charts. People all over the world had read about Freddie's death in the newspapers. Hundreds of people had died of AIDS before Freddie, but very few were as famous as he was. So now more people began to learn about AIDS and understand this terrible illness better. On the 20th of April, 1992, Brian, Roger and John organised a concert to remember Freddie at Wembley Stadium. Many of the biggest stars in the world came to sing Queen's greatest hits in front of an audience of 72,000 people. The concert was broadcast to 76 countries around the world and made £12 million for the fight against AIDS. Brian, Roger and John were happy that the concert was a success, but they were also very sad because Freddie would never sing with them again. But Freddie's death was not the end of Queen. On the 6th of November 1995, Queen released a new album, Made in Heaven, with 13 songs. Freddie had recorded some of these songs with Queen during his last weeks, and two were songs he had recorded alone. The album went to number one in the UK album charts and sold over 10 million records. Over the next few years, Queen released albums of their greatest hits. In 2002, We Will Rock You, a theatre show about Queen's music, opened in London and ran for 12 years. John left Queen, but Brian and Roger did not want people to forget the band. They started going on world tours with different singers taking Freddie's place. In 2009, Brian saw a young American, Adam Lambert, singing Bohemian Rhapsody on an American TV show. He liked Adam's voice very much, and after that, Adam often went on tour with Brian and Roger. Queen's music is still loved by people all over the world. In October 2018, a film, Bohemian Rhapsody, was released, with the actor Rami Malek playing the part of Freddie. It tells the story of Freddie and Queen from the start of the rock band to their famous performance at the Live Aid concert in 1985. The movie was a huge success, and in 2019, Rami won the Oscar for Best Actor. Bohemian Rhapsody helped people understand more, not only about Freddie's music, but also about his private life and relationships. He was an amazingly talented musician and a great rock star, who people will love and remember for many years. Freddie with the Spanish opera singer Montserrat Caballé. One of the last photos of Freddie, taken about 6 months before he died. Garden Lodge. Concert at Wembley Stadium to remember Freddie. Penguin Readers. Freddie Mercury. Anne Collins. Level 5. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2020.